This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Just check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time I thought boiling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome to a Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski. We have one writer with us today. Woohoo! Hi, Paul.
It's Friday. I obviously missed the memo. Everybody else decided it's
Nobody
Friday.
Nobody else wanted to show up.
We'll go in on Fridays during the summer, just before training camp.
On the 18th of today.
Yet another Loriism for another podcast. The 18th of today. That would be July for those of you who are actually wondering what month it is. It's the 18th of July.
I thought you were going to say today is July. Da, da, da.
Oh,
okay. Idiot.
Anyway, what's been going on around here?
Well, as normal at this time of year, we don't have a tremendous amount of news. However, one of the draft picks, we have the fourth round pick, Jonathan Wilhite, cornerback out of Auburn, has agreed to terms. He's with the Patriots, and he'll be set to go next week. I think the rookies will start their practice work early next week, as opposed to the first day that the media is allowed to attend on Thursday. So that gives three draft picks, Matthew Slater, Jonathan Wilhite, and Bo Rude. So we'll get fourth, fifth, sixth round picks. Still the top guys, Mayo, Crable, Terrence Wheatley, Kevin O'Connell, those are the top four picks. None of those guys has yet to sign. So, again, we talked about this a little bit on PFW in Progress. I don't think it's a huge deal, a huge issue. I think it'll get done. But right now, still waiting for those the big guns to get signed up.
Well, that's good. And how do you feel about our newest addition?
Well, I think Wilhite will join a rather crowded group of candidates to replace Asante Samuel. Not necessarily as the starter, but they're going to need some depth at cornerback. You have Ellis Hobbs returning. They signed three veteran free agents in Fernando Bryant, Jason Webster, and Lewis Sanders. Some combination of that group will be around. I'm sure that at least one of those guys will be sort of this year's Dwayne Starks or Eric Warfield, guys that they've signed as veterans in the past. Torrey James, another one. Guys they've signed as veterans in the past that haven't made really much of an impact or at sometimes, in some cases, even out of training camp. So I think Bryant has a good chance to be the starter. I think his resume is probably stronger than Webster or Sanders. Webster's a guy who has started a little bit but been banged up. Also, you have the rookies that we talked about, Wheatley, Wilhite, and I would throw Mike Richardson in that group. He was here last year on IR his whole rookie year, so he didn't play. So some combination, Laurie, of those six guys are going to end up being in some way replacing Asante Samuel, and it's
right.
going to be interesting to see how that – it's going to be one of the more highly competitive positions during camp.
Right. And as you said, camp is right around the corner.
Yeah.
What is one of the main things that you're looking for?
Well, I got to make sure I keep my baseball hat on and keep the head from getting torched too
we'll
badly.
Get you some sunblock, Paul.
But other than that, I think it's – like I said, I think on the field – there are some issues, in that one that I just talked about is probably the biggest one, cornerback, secondary in general. I think there's some young linebackers that I would want to see kind of get integrated into the system, Mayo, obviously. Victor Hobson is not necessarily a young guy, he's a fifth-year guy, but first new to the program, new to the system. So I'll be interested to see how those guys mix in on the inside. I'll be interested in looking at guys like Sean Crable and Vince Red on the outside. As guys that, you know, perhaps could go in there with Pierre Woods and maybe add some depth there. But for me, Laurie, the biggest thing for training camp and for the 2008 season in general is how the team responds to the devastating fashion in which 2007
right.
ended. They were so close to being the team of all time, you know, of biblical proportions. I mean, the ultimate 19-0 never happened, undefeated, go down in history NFL team, and they fell whatever, short. 35 seconds short.
Right.
So to me, it's how they put that behind them, get over that, get past any mental blocks or mental hurdles. They've said all the right things so far during minicamp, obviously. That's a lot of the questions that we were asking. But to me, watching them, and we won't get that answered in training camp or in the preseason. That won't get answered until well into the regular season. But that, to me, is the number one question facing the 2008 Patriots. Because we know how talented they are. So we know
right,
they're going
right.
to be one of the favorites to get back to the Super Bowl and the AFC, provided that everybody is healthy. So let's get it started.
That's
we got next Thursday.
Well, there you go. Paul said it. We'll see you.
And I'm the only one here to say it, so no one can dispute it.
It's very true. This is the best podcast ever. Thanks for listening to this Ross Report podcast. Join us again next week as training camp begins. Thanks for listening, and go, Pat.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.